Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing It Is Well, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Lord Is My Light, from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33.
It is well. this one today will shine upon your problems today that you're facing. And thank God for our God can handle whatever you're going through. Our God can solve whatever you're in today. Well, He can meet today your every need, and He said He'll do it according to His riches in glory. So He has the power to heal your every sickness. He today will touch your life and transform you because He has the power. But listen, if you don't open your life to let Him move in your life, then you are hindering today what God wants to do in your life and through your life. He wants to move. So He has the power today to heal every sickness. Have you today realized that? I know that a lot of folks are going through a lot of sickness and trials, but have you forgotten that the healer is in the house? Have you forgotten that He can heal whatever oppression is on you today? Any sickness, anything that you're going through. He today can solve every physical problem that you've got. He can heal your body. He is still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who is still our healer. And so therefore today, we've got to start calling on the Lord. Folks, we run around in panic, but God wants us today to go in faith, believing today for what our God can do for today. He said, have faith in God. Faith in God today can remove and today extract from you every sickness that you can go through. If you can have it, God can heal it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He also today can give you the strength that you need today and the hope that you're going to need for tomorrow. As God told Joshua, He said, be strong, courageous, be not afraid, for the Lord your God is with you. And so, you know what? The same God, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever, is telling you and I the same thing. Now, today, let's look at our text. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. And straightway Jesus constraineth His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. You know what they were saying? It's a ghost. Go, Ghostbusters. No, they'd say that. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. This is one of the three cheers in the Bible. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. Now listen to verse 29. And He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He didn't walk through the water. He walked on the water. Hallelujah. So it goes on to tell us in verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Amen. And the church said, amen. You may be seated. The disciples began on a journey that seemingly was serene and peaceful, but this journey became troubled. Have you ever found yourself in those positions of life where you started and you thought you were going to have a peaceful day? You had it all plotted out, planned out. You just knew everything. You didn't have nothing to worry about that particular day. But then it seemed like, man, you got about two-thirds of the way through the day and all hell broke loose. It seems like, you know, man, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Now, for the disciples, it was a dark night, And it was a time that they encountered a storm. And you know what? We're not exempt from the storm, but thank God we have Jesus with us in the storm. And in the midst of the sea, and in the fog of the night, they see the figure of a man that it came, and the disciples became fearful, and they became excited. And they perceived that it was a ghost. There was some things pertaining to mariners that they had some ideas that there were ghosts that walked on the sea. And if you saw that particular ghost or whatever, buddy, it was all over. I mean, you were bound for death. It was all over. You were going to die. So they became fearful. You know, they didn't even recognize the one that they had been with. See, let me tell you something today. If you're not listening to Jesus and reading His Word and today serving Him, it is hard to recognize Him when He's moving in your life. When you're not obeying the Lord and you're walking contrary to His will, and even in the storms of life, if we're not careful, we can become prone to get our eyes off of the Lord. But we must remember what the Word of God says in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We've got to learn to look to Him in all situations of life. This is just not a thing that you do on Sundays when you come to church. This is something that you need every day in your life. You need His presence. You need His power. You need His provision. You need everything that He's got, because only He today can meet that need of your life, can He? Amen. So realizing those things in our life, these disciples were very fearful. And so realizing the breeding ground for fear is when you put more faith in the words of man than you put in the words of God. We hear what people say, and we're letting the talking heads of the television absolutely drive us crazy right now. We're going through a political year, and we're listening to the rhetoric and the dialogue and the lies and all the other baloney that they've come up with. And you know, we become distracted, and we become worried, we become fearful, and we become absorbed into what is going on. And we're listening to people. But let me tell you, you need to listen to something that's far better, more powerful, that can change and turn your life around. You need to listen to God. Amen. Folks, I realize today we need to keep up and be aware and abreast of what is happening in the world. But you better find out what God has said about everything. And today His Word, it's applicable not only to the past of understanding the historical things that have happened accordingly as God's Word reminds us. It not only reminds us of what Jesus did for us on the cross and the great price that He paid. It not only reminds us that He died on the cross, He went to a grave, He arose victorious, He ascended back to heaven, and He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's coming again. But let me tell you, you need to learn more than just those things. You need to learn the completeness of this Word that is a completeness for your life. You need to spend time with Him so that you can recognize Him, so that you can encounter Him, so that you can know it's Him that is speaking to you and directing your life. He doesn't want you to go through life blindly and with no direction. He wants you to go through life knowing that your Redeemer lives. Amen. He wants you to go through life today knowing that it's God who's always there with you. He wants you to know today He'll never fail you. He wants you to know today that holy living pays off. He wants you to know today if you'll live a righteous life, He'll reward you not only when you get to heaven, but He'll reward you now. He'll bless you exceedingly. He will bring you through what you're facing. He will lift you through the trials that you're going through. And He will be a God to you that, my friend, nobody in this world could equal, because He is the King of kings and He's still the Lord of lords. Amen. That's the power of our God. So looking at this today, what are you aware of? What man has said?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.